Are you ready, kiddo? You're so into your phone. You're like,
again,
we're going to start this way.
All right. Episode 143. Andy just can't stop. Scott's
the man. That's not what I wanted to play. Where is the one? Where is it? No, because it's not to be all about me, Andrew. It's about both of us, but I can't find that opener.
Thank you for at least playing the part that says Scott's the man.
Well, you know, I am. Okay. But where's the, it's not even
You're
here.
The man in like, you don't realize that you're the nerdy kid in high school we were just using for parties.
I was the AV guy in high school. I used to bring the film projector down to the room and put the record on the record player and it would go beep and then I would have to turn the film strip. What's a film strip? Well, you don't know what it is, do you?
I do. I do know what a film strip is.
You did not.
Because my chemistry teacher had one. We also had a the big DVD player that wasn't a DVD player.
A movie projector.
No. We had a projector.
A laser disc player.
Yes, we had laser discs.
All right, this is what I wanted to play.
Don't eat cereal with your hands.
These guys hate when you hand jam.
Well, I see you're not even interested because you're like holding your sinuses and you're like, okay.
It's also allergy season. So cool. Thank
Isn't that
you.
Over?
Allergies aren't real.
I never said that.
Okay.
Welcome to episode 143. Scotty B here. Andrew there. This is Serial Killers.
Well, like, honestly, you could be doing episodes by yourself because you introduce me.
I can't.
You talk to yourself as me. What am I doing here?
You're here keeping me company.
Okay.
I can't. I actually tried doing it by myself that one time, and I couldn't do it. That's when I played that replay. Or the Serial Graveyard. Remember Serial Graveyard episode? Because you blew me off.
I blew you off. In the middle of a pandemic!
That doesn't make sense. We're still in the middle of it, and here you are doing your thing.
It was the beginning of the pandemic.
No fighting, Andrew. I love you like a brother. Let's move on. Episode 143. It's the Serial podcast where we think inside the box, because Serial comes in boxes, and we're in there. Right?
You really shouldn't have to explain a tagline that much in depth.
Well, I mean, okay, so what does it mean when people say think outside the box? What does it mean?
It means think creatively.
Okay, so what
is... Two words.
Okay, so inside the box is where the cereal is.
Again, two words for think outside the box, an entire 6-paragraph essay as to why think inside the box is better.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
What
am I getting? A message from Kentucky.
Don't answer it.
Hello? Oh, the dealer service center is looking for me.
Did you seriously just answer that? Why would you answer that?
Because the thing with my job is that I get calls
from all
over the
place. Hold on, I
gotta
find a womp. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
No, I'm good.
No, you get calls from everywhere because you're very important. You're important.
No, what I was gonna say is, as you know, an assistant, there's like a million different numbers that call.
Yeah.
Because my number is just given out to everybody.
Right.
So
you get random calls from Kansas.
Kansas, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
All around the United States.
I got it.
But thank you so much for letting me get 2 minutes of this show. Not even 2 minutes. 30 seconds to explain.
So what you're saying is people try to scam you because you're a good guy, right?
No, that wasn't even close to the point of my story. It's the reason why I pick up the calls.
I understand.
But thank you for listening.
You shouldn't pick up during this podcast, though.
Make sure that you yell at me the next time I'm on my phone when you are pulling up a cereal box and talking to yourself into the microphone. Make sure. Because you listen to me so well.
I don't even know what that means. I'm going down to the cereal sack because in the last episode, I teased because Andrew has no idea about cereal, but I teased a cereal that came out maybe 2-3 weeks ago. What?
Are you going to put in your Scotty filler in this episode too?
No. I don't know anything.
Because you have all these jingles for yourself.
I don't know much about video games. I'm not a gamer.
Okay.
Okay. Obviously, this is a game I've heard of before.
Okay. Is it Fortnite cereal?
It is not Fortnite cereal. It is not Roblox cereal.
Is it Fall Guy cereal?
What's Fall Guy? That was a show in the 80s.
Okay. Well, now it's a game.
Okay.
And you basically run around and it's like little obstacle courses and you have to make it to the end.
No, it's none of those. It is a Kellogg cereal. It's in a green box. And I mentioned something about brain. Your brain is your mind.
So a video game with a brain.
Mind.
A mind.
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 Yes. What would I be doing if I was like cutting out little pieces of paper and gluing them on, coloring them? I'd be making maybe popsicle sticks, gluing popsicle sticks together. Maybe I'd be going to arts and...
Crafts.
Yeah, so...
Minecraft.
Yeah!
Oh, Minecraft.
Yes.
Not Mindcraft.
Yeah. Isn't it Mindcraft?
No, it's Minecraft. Oh my God.
I thought it was Minecraft the whole time. So
the whole teaser at the end of the last episode with the brain,
that
you went into a whole 60-minute spiel about brain games
no
on HBO?
Makes
none
no
of
sense.
That. Okay, cool.
I should just go cut all that out now because it's going to sound really stupid. But you know what? I can admit to a mistake. I thought it was Minecraft. Cool. My apologies. I don't play it. So what does that mean? Okay. You step on mines and it's crafty? I don't
know. No, it's like a construction game.
Right. It's little blocks. It looks very old school pixelated stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You build like whole worlds.
All right. Well, I just take it out now, I guess.
People are super involved. Someone made a whole life-size replica of Disney World in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, here's mine. Minecraft cereal. Creeper Crunch. It's cinnamon-flavored cereal with marshmallows.
Okay, I'm into that.
Don't get hangry. Mobs are friendlier after some tasty treats. Same in real life. Share Creeper Crunch cereal with anyone who's a little sad. Are you sad, Andy?
A little bit.
Why, because you're here with me?
No, just thinking about my life and the mistakes I've made to get here.
Right, because you're here with me. I get it.
I might get a ticket soon, so can we, scooch?
Well, why don't you park legally, buddy?
Well, when I'm getting yelled at on the phone, I just have to park and run.
Now I can play this.
Scott's the man with the box.
Andrew's looking at his phone.
Is it good or shit? Wait for him to shake it.
It takes too long to get to the shake it part.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why when you have to go on and say, me on my phone, what else am I supposed to do there? Just look just lovingly and just like, well, Scott's the coolest.
That's right.
I love watching a grown man shake a cereal box for
you
a minute.
Now, these look like little baby crackling oat brands.
Oh.
That's the shape. And the marshmallows look similar to the Mandalorian marshmallows. They look like little baby Yodas, although they're just supposed to be cubes, I suppose. Cereal... Creeper bit marshmallows. No mobs harmed during crafting of this cereal. Are the mobs like the people?
I've never played it. I know about it, but I don't play it.
Smells very cinnamony.
I think it's a kid's game.
Smells like warm cinnamon.
Cool.
I don't know. I just think we need to change stuff up and like garner some excitement, you know? It seems like it's just the same over and over. Three cereals. Andrew's mad at Scott. Scott makes fun of Andrew. Blah, blah, blah. Four bowls. Move on. Right? So, like we need to change the format, I think.
So what do you suggest, oh, wise one?
I'm not sure. I'm really not. But I think that people are getting bored with the show. Although they say they love it.
Do you think we need to get like a... We need to do a last minute Flintstones and get the Great Gazoo in?
I do. I think we need to bring in Sam or Oliver. Kind of spice things up a bit.
I don't know who Oliver is.
How funny. Look at this book that came yesterday.
The Oliver Factor.
Yeah, it's a book. Some radio guy wrote this book called The Oliver Factor, Tim Tyrell. It's all about the characters that ruined your favorite TV shows.
Oh, jump the shark moments.
Yeah, so we should get somebody in here like Serial Chris. Oh, hey, buddy. You know, he'll like come in and ruin everything.
If you want, I can just make up a voice and then you could just insert it.
Nah, let's just eat this stuff. Ready? Here we go.
Delicious.
I really like the way... I like the consistency of the crunchy things.
Yeah, I'm going to give this one three bowls and a spoon. I like it.
It's not a terrible cereal. This is one that's not going to be around very long, obviously.
Yeah. Just like one of the earlier cereals that we did, Overwatch.
Oh my God, remember that?
Another video game cereal.
What was that called?
Overwatch something or other.
That got the name.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I just know the game.
Holy hell. Well, you haven't been working on the list very diligently, have you?
Well, I just copy-paste.
Oh, I see.
That one.
So if there's an error, you would never know.
Well, because you're so thorough in everything that you do, I just figure that you're writing the names right. Right, Scott? Because you would never make a mistake.
No, I've said I've made mistakes before. I called this freaking cereal Minecraft.
Well, that's on you.
I'm going to give it two bowls and a spoon. It's okay. Don't love it. But marshmallows always put it over the top for me.
I like it. It's not bad. I think I would actually even like it without the marshmallows.
Look, you could give me all brand, put marshmallows in it, and I'd like it. So anything with marshmallows is okay in my book.
I like that. Now comes an awkward 2 minutes while Scott finds that he likes it.
He likes it.
There it is.
It wasn't even a life cereal. I have a stomach ache.
Well, I mean, you were doing the most today.
We got some more. I'm going to go down to the cereal sack now.
Okay.
I was in Target the other day.
Uh-huh.
They have an organic line.
Oh, cool.
And we did some like... Choco peanut butter dots from Greenwise from Publix a couple episodes ago. Did not like it.
Yeah, no, we hate
it. These organic
those.
Things usually are eh. So let's go down to the cereal sack. This is from Target. They're peanut butter poppers.
Okay.
All these clever names that these cereal companies do. It's Good and Gather is their organic brand. Market Pantry.
I like Good and Gather.
Market Pantry, right? That's their regular brand. And Good and Gather is their organic brand. Peanut butter poppers, multigrain cereal made with organic peanut butter coating. No synthetic colors or flavors. I wish Nate was here because he's all about peanut butter puff type cereals.
Well, you could always give it to him tomorrow.
I could. Yeah, but it'd be nice for him to be here and talk about it. You know, we were on vacation with them. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looked very nice.
Yeah. There aren't too many people that I could travel with.
Mm-hmm.
That I work with. I'm not really sure. Although Amy did say that you should come away with us one time. More or less just to watch the kids while we go do stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I know what my role is.
Remember that time we went to St. Martin?
That was so much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Very sunny.
We liked each other much more back then.
Yeah, because we weren't doing a podcast together.
That's true. They're very peanut buttery coated, so I am looking forward to it, I think. There's so many people in this building. There shouldn't be.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to the whole no one's allowed in?
Here you go.
Well, speaking of lots of people, how many people was Scary with over vacation?
Dude, don't even get me started. I did not let him in here for many days because he was dripping with COVID.
Every day I would look at his Instagram stories. It was just him going out to eat, hanging out at pool parties.
Like, he has to be out. Like, he must. He wanted to come on our Cape Cod vacation with us, but I'm like, trust me. It's not a scary vacation. We were in bed at like 9:30 every night. Everything's closed. There's nothing to do there.
I love sleeping. Sleeping is one of my favorite things.
That's a vacation for me. Here we go. Stop slurping.
I love it.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
The peanut butter bumpers were way better than this.
100%. But
you say that a lot. That's a crutch.
Okay.
Danielle does also. People are starting to say that now. That's like a thing. 100%. And I think it's being overused. How do you like the cereal?
So I'm going to give this 4 bowls.
No.
I liked it.
He likes it.
I wish people could see this. I really wish you brought your computer today. Don't you always travel with your laptop?
No, I was in a hurry, so I didn't.
2 bowls. I don't like it.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't taste as peanut buttery as I had hoped.
Okay.
You're just going to agree and just, can we move on so I don't get a ticket, right?
Not that, just you being an a-hole and saying, having to pick up on people's flaws. It's just a nice little Scotty thing that you do.
I'd be open to you telling me you don't like things that I do. I don't care.
Every time I do, though, you just like cry about it.
Can we thank our friend Eric, by the way?
Okay.
Because while we were away, he so graciously ordered some Crunch Cups for us. Remember, we had them before, but my kids took mine. I don't have
anymore. Oh, I love the Crunch Cups.
So he sent us Crunch Cups.
Nice.
And thank you so much, Eric. He's a great listener. Sent us a picture of him and his serial killer shirt. Wears it proudly all the time.
My dad does, too.
Good guy. Thank you, Eric. Very much appreciated. If you want to send us some crap or some cereal, please do. DM us on Instagram or Twitter or whatever at Serial Killers PC. And if you send us cereal and we use it on the show, we will send you a shirt. We still have some.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been diligently sending shirts to everybody that's been sending us stuff.
Diligently.
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 Yeah. All right. Should we move on?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, by the way, so when I was in the supermarket the other day, I was in a Walmart and I saw Frosted Mini Wheats, maple brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we have not had these. I don't even have to check the list. I know we didn't. But the box expired in March 2020.
Oh.
So it was just a random box hanging out on the shelf.
I wouldn't have done that.
And I was thinking about it, but why should we? Because nobody can get it.
Yeah.
You know, true. People would be like, oh, 5 bowls, but I can't even buy it because it's old and they don't make it anymore.
True. Legacy item.
Yeah. So now I feel like I should have.
Yeah, you probably should have. You ruined it.
And they had a Pop-Tarts one also that was maple brown sugar. I don't think we did that because they don't make it anymore.
We did.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember anything.
Yeah, no, we did that one.
My old brain, Andrew.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to forget my children. Mm-hmm. I have 400 children and I forgot one. Left him in the hot car.
Oh, I forgot you were talking about you. Oh, God, that got grim.
What? Sorry. That's a very serious thing. But, you know, summer's over, so car's not really hot anymore.
Okay, yeah, so but just still, forget all your, the people that died.
Don't leave your kids in the car no matter what, because people can come steal them.
Okay.
Hot or not, right?
Okay.
What?
You're just really driving down this road and I'm confused.
Well, no, don't be confused because, you know, I bought some cereals and I left them in the hot car. I really did. And I said, oh, I got to go get them because remember that Melty Kind cereal you had last time? The chocolate that was melty? Remember, you were like, ew, gooey.
Oh, yeah, that was disgusting.
Because I left it in the hot car. Mm. You can't do that with it. Don't leave anything in a hot car. It's just not good.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're trying to cook an egg or something.
Who's doing that? That's a stupid radio bit. That's about it.
I like when they do that, though.
All right. Let's go on to the next box, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, you're so entertaining this episode. If only we could be as cool as Scott.
You're mean to me.
I'm not mean. I'm just giving back what I get.
Let's go for some more organic crap. I'm pretty sure this is a Stop and Shop brand or Giant, depending on where you live. Same company. Nature's Promise is their kind of organic, healthy kind of junk. I don't think I'm going to like this either. It's just called Nature's Promise Free From. That's the, you know, it's free from everything. I'm sure it's free from taste, free from everything. Naturally flavored vanilla O's.
Okay.
It does say made with bean flour. Last time we had a bean cereal when, what's her name was
Casey.
Here? Didn't like anything. Love Grown makes that stuff.
Yeah.
So this is probably a Love Grown knockoff. No artificial flavors, no synthetic colors, no high fructose corn syrup. Made with flours from garbanzo beans, navy beans, and red lentils. This is going to suck.
Yeah, this is not going to be good. Right. It's just going to be vanilla flavored bean cereal.
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, I'm not into this already.
No.
But you never know.
No,
I'm
will
go
not go into this one with
an open mind. Expectation.
You think so, huh?
What is this?
Ooh, it smells like vanilla.
What is this?
Oh, that's a music list.
Huh.
They look like misshapen Cheerios, like they just kind of, you know, the honeybee just kind of gave up. He was drunk, and that's what these look like. They're kind of misshapen O's.
Hmm.
Some have big holes, some are narrow, some are wide. That's probably the bean flour that just can't make a full, perfect circle. Here you go. Stop looking at things, and let's eat, man.
Well, I can only eat when you give me the cereal.
It's there. Ready? One, two, three. I must say, the vanilla flavor overpowers the bean crap.
I will say also.
Oh.
Yeah, the aftertaste.
Holy hell.
Yeah, it goes south.
Ugh.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is that bean cereals are very, very crunchy. And then you realize, oh, wow.
It tastes like a raw pea or something like that.
Yeah, no, it does.
Or a soybean.
After the vanilla is gone, it straight up tastes like a raw bean.
You have to swallow this before the vanilla flavor goes away, or it's nauseating.
Oh my God, my ears are so itchy.
What bean is that?
I'm allergic to something, but my ears are on fire.
First of all, it's impossible for it to happen that fast.
Well, it was happening on one of these. I don't know which one.
This is...
Oh my God, my ears are so itchy.
I gotta say, I'm sorry, cereal should not be made with bean flours.
I will say
Absolutely not.
No one has made a good bean cereal.
No.
There is no good bean cereal. I challenge someone to send us a good bean cereal, but it's too crunchy, and then after the flavor is gone, the bean just pops out and it's like, hey, I'm the bean! And then you just taste like chickpeas.
Mr.
And it's like,
Bean?
I don't want to eat that in the morning.
Mr. Bean?
No.
No, not even?
Well, there's one dog in my sister's dog litter that has a deformed jaw, and the dog's name is Bean.
Oh, speaking of dog. Oh, by the way, Mr. Bean, that used to be on, I think it was HBO also, the Mr. Bean series that they had. You know, he didn't really talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember Mr. Bean guy? And my favorite one is when he went to the amusement park and some kid's diaper flew off on a ride and it hit him in the face. A poop diaper just went right on his face. And I love that episode. That's the only one I remember. Anyway, speaking of dogs, check it out, Andrew.
Wow, we're all over the
place. No, it's a gift for Luna.
Shut up. No way.
Yes, we got a box the other day and it's from Lana. Lana? Yeah. Part of a complete breakfast for Sawyer and Luna. Enjoy. From the Neon Dog Company.
Aww.
Look at that. She also sent something along for Danielle, because Danielle is also a part of the show at times, but sent something for her cats.
Aww.
So here's the bag for Luna.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, they're going to be, Jackie is going to love this. Thank you.
Oh, they're in Norwalk, Connecticut, the Neon Dog.
Oven-baked dog treats. That's great.
Peanut butter and banana recipe. Oh, they're shaped like little bees.
Aww.
Oh, and
Chewios.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I love this.
It's a cereal box chew toy.
Oh, Luna is
going to
love
this. Lana. Thank you so, so much.
Seriously, that is so kind.
They're peanut butter and banana oven-baked dog treats. Should I try one?
I dare you.
Really?
I dare you.
Let me look at the ingredients.
It's oat, flour,
peanut butter
and banana.
How bad could it be?
Should we both do it?
Yeah.
I'll just have one of yours.
No. Oh, wow. You don't want to open yours?
No. Oh, my God. Are we really eating dog treats? This is what's happening now?
Why not?
Can you imagine if these are good and then people are just like, hey, what are you eating?
These are probably better than a freaking bean cereal.
What does it smell like?
Here. It smells like it's cereal. Ready? They shape like bees.
Two, three.
It's better than a bean cereal. They're very bland. They're bland and tasteless.
To humans.
I would eat these all day before I would eat that freaking Nature's Promise Free From again.
Don't judge me.
You want another one?
I have ate the whole thing.
Me too. That's great. Bocce's Bakery, is that how you say it? B-O-C-C-E, that's the brand.
This is where she's like, oh, wow. You know, I actually put, ground up something or other for the dogs, and here we are, oh, it's delicious!
That's great. Thank you again so much, Neon Dog.
Wow, I can't believe I just ate dog food.
Hey, it was better than the cereal, which I give a spoon.
I would give this one...
No, hold on. Rate the cereal first, because we get confused here.
On the Serial Killers website, this is going in our worst cereals club.
Yeah, you're sweating. Look at your armpits.
Yep, it's a little warm today in the city.
Mm-hmm, not really.
Well, my apartment still doesn't have AC, so...
Oh, you're still sitting in that pizza oven.
Yep.
Because your air conditioning is on the...
Fritz.
Character from Chips. He was an officer.
Cool.
Officer Fritz.
Great.
Yeah, when you said it last time, I forgot to say that. But anyway.
I give Bocce's dog treats 4 bones. Dog bones.
Yeah. Or dog balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Thank you for listening to Serial Killers. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Monday.
Like and subscribe wherever you're listening to podcasts.
Yeah. Do that.
Leave us a review. We love that.
Sure. Why not?
On the next Serial Killers.
Should I not play that at the end of every episode?
I mean, you do what you want.
But I always say something wrong, apparently, since the last one.
Well, I mean, it was one time.
Let me peek down to the cereal sack and see what's coming up next.
Okay.
Fall is on the way, so there's a fall
cereal. Pumpkin spice!
There is a fall cereal, that's all I'll say.
Yay!
These dog biscuits are probably better than what I'm going to pull out.
I'm not going to lie, those are pretty good. I might have another.
Just saying.
Cool.
Until then,
Crunch!
That was very nice. I love when people send us packages.
Yes, that's so nice. And especially for Luna, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Soy Soy is going to be a good boy boy.
When Luna's ears smell, they smell like soy sauce. So we call her soy sauce ears.
Disgusting.